With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Warning. After 9 straight months of 80 to 90 degree weather, we're in the middle of a cold snap. And if we'd liked cold weather, we wouldn't live in South Florida, would we? Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, December the 10th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode 115,
Florida Man breaks into a school and makes a real mess of things.
Florida Man punches a guy who broke into his house.
Florida Man punches a guy who stopped him from pleasuring himself.
And Florida Man is arrested by a guy who stopped someone else from pleasuring him.
Plus, a Florida Man food fight. Fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
You wrote the opening line about the... We are in the middle of a little chill here.
Yeah.
It was 65? 60? Almost 70 today?
That was the high.
Yeah, the high?
Yeah, it was like 47 this morning.
Yeah, well, it's not 47 now, and you just showed up at my house wearing gloves.
You're damn right.
I don't even own gloves.
I bought them when I was in Michigan, because I knew I was going to need them this year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It was in the summer, so they were on sale, first of all, so they're on clearance, but they've got the little fingertip thing so you can use your phone so you don't have to take your gloves off.
Or you could just not wear them at all.
Those are hard to come by down here.
There's a reason, Joel, that we don't have a lot of gloves in South Florida.
I get cold.
Good Lord. You're like you walked right in a damn Jeep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how was your Thanksgiving, man?
I was pretty good. Got a lot of downtime. Luckily, I was able to take a 5-day weekend instead of a 4-day weekend. But yeah, I was kind of sick, though. So that sucked. I'm feeling better now.
We were at the campsite. We had from what I can piece together,
there were pictures.
There were pictures, hearsay, rumors. But apparently fun was had by all.
Oh, that's good. At least there wasn't video taken, right?
Oh. So when you look up the morning, you look in your Facebook, you got like, 15, 20 likes on a picture. I'm like, I don't even remember posting that. Yeah, we had to get somebody to make an emergency Tito's run. We polished off one handle, I think, the first night. So, yeah, I'm drinking sweet tea tonight. I'm still in detox.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're caffeinating tonight myself as well. So,
but we had a very we've almost got a little armada going. We camp out on the lake by the lake,
mm-hmm.
And it's really a big pond, not really a lake. But we have remote control motorboat speedboats, and we race the speedboats.
Remote control boats. Okay.
It's 10 minutes of sheer exhilaration followed by 3 hours of waiting charging for the battery to charge. What do we do now? We drink.
See, you got to have multiple boats so that you can rotate them.
No, you need multiple batteries.
Oh, that would work too.
It's all fun and games till you row your boat in the middle of the lake and go, what do we do now? So you take another boat and we actually fished one out. We took a fishing lure and actually cast out and actually caught the boat and was able to pull it back in.
So what you need is you need somebody with a tug.
I know, that's what we were looking for. So we made a tug. We took one of the boats and put a big styrofoam flat piece on the front of it.
Jesus.
And they out in the middle of it and just took and pushed it push it back before there was an alligator swimming toward us. Somebody got smart and decided to spray the alligator. He didn't like that much. He went underwater, but
that's worse because you can't see where he's going.
I know. That's what I'm afraid to get too close to him. And he come over, chomp my boat. There's $200 down the toilet.
Oh my God. Well, I spent this long weekend working on Shadyside Media's second podcast. So we're going to be ready to launch that in January.
January, huh?
January 1st. We're shooting.
Now, who's we?
Me, myself, and I might be able to get.
Oh, so this is you're doing this one, not another one that we're doing?
No, no.
Are you hiring me for another podcast?
I might need to rent your microphones.
Rent the microphones?
Yeah.
These mics?
Yeah.
How are you going to rent them? You going to do it here every day? You going to come by here every morning?
Well, I'm not going to do it every day. I'm gonna like bank them like once a week.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it will be a daily podcast, by the way, but not, yeah, I won't be recording and releasing every day. I'll be
okay.
Batching them. A little bit.
Let's see. We'll come up with a fair. What's fair? $200 episode? I think that's worth.
That is definitely not fair.
That's not fair.
That's I'll buy my own fucking microphone money right there.
Fair enough. All right, let's get into this week's Florida man stories. What's hot off the press here? Oh,
from your favorite,
the smoking gun. Here we go. This was sent to us by our friend Sarah. Florida man stuffs his girlfriend's turkey on Thanksgiving in public.
Turkey, in quotes. It's not in there, but that's air quotes, turkey. Yeah, it wasn't his turkey or her turkey he was stuffing.
Oh, boy. Is this right? A 70?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Oh, Lord. A 70-year-old Florida woman and her 60-year-old mate are each jailed on a felony charge after they allegedly had sex on a sidewalk in view of a 12-year-old child, police said.
She's,
it's hard to explain that.
Yeah, it's hard to understand that. It's hard to comprehend.
What am I doing? According to the investigators,
Call her Graybeard.
According to investigators, Susan Rochilio and Robert Kellogg trysted.
Yeah, they had a tryst.
Does that mean there's three of them?
No, that's a trois.
Oh, all these German words.
French.
Huh?
Trysted.
Trysted. Oh, French.
Yeah.
Okay. Around 8:45 p.m. Thursday in front of the Capitol Theater in downtown Clearwater. They were both subsequently arrested on a felony charge of lewd and lascivious exhibition for allegedly engaging in sexual conduct in the presence of a minor.
Now, downtown Clearwater.
Wow. That's a big charge.
Yeah. Well,
Many words I meant, but not.
Yeah, that's a lot of words. But downtown Clearwater recently the land is just being bought up by the Church of Scientology.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like buying every storefront, and they're just not renting them out to people to drive up the property values of the ones that are actually still being leased out to people. So there's like lots and lots of basically dead streets in downtown Clearwater right now.
Huh. I didn't know
that's basically an artificial glut. Is it glut? No. What is it when there's not enough, an artificial shortage of real estate?
Okay. There's another word, but I can't pull it.
Yeah, me too. I bet if you had Tito's tonight, you'd be able
to. I know. At least I make something up.
Rosillo.
Rosillo. Is that what I said before? I said Rosillo, didn't I?
Yeah.
All right. Rosillo and Kellogg are each being held in the county lockup in lieu of a $10,000 bond.
That's a expensive tryst.
That's an expensive, yeah. The victim, Clearwater police say, saw Rosillo on her back with her legs up in the air and no pants on.
How would you like to see that on a 70-year-old woman?
What the hell is that word?
Septuagenarian.
What does that mean?
It means she's 70 years old.
Well, we're just going to call her. Well, we're going to change that. We're going to say the 70-year-old was actively masturbating Kellogg's penis with her hand, according to an arrest affidavit.
As opposed to with her foot or her elbow or.
After being read his rights, Kellogg reportedly admitted to having sex in public with Rosillo.
I did it. He's proud of it.
Adding that she did have his penis in her hand multiple times. Kellogg cops reported, apologized, and said that he knew the Thanksgiving night encounter was wrong.
Well, only the in public part.
Now, Miss Susan,
if you're in your own place, you know,
yeah,
let your freak flag fly.
Now, Miss Susan was extremely uncooperative and continued to scream that she wanted a lawyer. according to the affidavit, which indicates that both defendants showed an indication of alcohol influence.
So they were drunk.
And she was horny.
In the middle of downtown. And she's like,
she has her pants off. And he's, they weren't actually screwing. She was just jerking him off.
Well, that's hard to say.
Or was that the happy ending?
I don't know.
Russillo was convicted earlier this month on an open container charge after she was spotted drinking a can of Bud Light Cranberita beer on a Clearwater street.
Is that really beer? Cranberita? No. It's a malt
don't
beverage.
Fruit the beer.
Don't fruit the beer. Yeah. No shit. Well, a lime.
That's it.
You can put a lime in a Corona.
Lime, it cures scurvy. So that's okay. Kellogg's rap sheet includes collars for trespassing, disorderly intoxication, disorderly conduct, panhandling, battery on a law enforcement officer, obstruction, and carrying an open container.
Now, with the exception of battery on a law enforcement officer and panhandling, I've done all those things.
Have you been caught?
Never been caught.
All right. Court records described Russillo and Kellogg as homeless.
Oh, so that's why they couldn't go home and do it.
Oh.
They were home.
Damn.
Well, that's discrimination.
Is it, Joel?
Yeah, because
no, it's nasty.
If you live
is,
on the
Joel.
Street, you're supposed to be able to go home and do what you can in your bedroom. When your bedroom is the street, that's discrimination.
Is
to arrest
it?
Them for it. Yeah. They should be able to do that in the privacy of their own home.
Yes,
that
but that's the hence the word privacy. There is no privacy in an open street.
Well, that's because people are walking down the street.
Well, you just
they're,
said
they're invading
you just
their
said
home.
You just said in Clearwater they don't have there's empty streets.
Yep.
They could have went and found an empty street.
Maybe it was empty when they started. The stupid kid.
So
it's always the kids barging in. Got to interrupt you.
Is it?
In my experience. Either that or mother-in-law calls.
Is it really, if she's just jerking him off, is that really sexual conduct?
Well, she had her pants off too.
You know that's nasty. You know
homeless cooter?
Yeah.
70-year-old homeless cooter?
Oh, I need another.
You need to wash that taste out of your mouth.
Oh, I don't have it. I don't know what that would. No.
I don't even want to imagine that.
I don't even want to know comparison what that would be like. No. All right, moving on.
All right, story number two.
Got the damn chills.
See, do you need my gloves?
No.
All right, story number two. Florida man in a parking lot punches an elderly man who told him to stop masturbating.
What is it? We got the masturbation stories this week.
You know,
everybody's
guess,
horny for Thanksgiving.
I guess,
too much turkey.
Yeah,
I thought turkey makes you sleepy, not horny.
Well, when you're sleepy, you know. I don't know where I was going with that. This one's from CBS Miami. A Florida man faces several charges after being accused of punching an elderly man who told him to stop masturbating outside of a South Florida supermarket. I wonder if it was Publix. Police said it happened Saturday afternoon at around 5:30 p.m. at the Fresco y Mas, located in the 12,200 block of Southwest 8th Street.
Now what's a Fresco y Mas? Is that the store?
That means that's Spanish for fresh and more.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm assuming that's a store. Officers arrived at the location responding to a battery call. Upon arrival, officers placed the defendant, identified as Kerry Dwayne Vandergriff, age 39, in handcuffs. The victim told officers he observed Vandergriff in the parking lot, intoxicated, with his pants down, that's a theme this week, and masturbating in front of the supermarket.
Mm.
The victim says he approached Vandergriff to tell him to stop, and that is when Vandergriff became upset and began to repeatedly punch him, causing a laceration on the side of his face, according to the arrest report. He told officers that Vandergriff continued to punch him even when he fell to the ground. Well, yeah, you are taking somebody down, you follow him. That's first rule in Fight Club, isn't it? No. First rule is don't talk about Fight Club.
I didn't see the movie.
You haven't seen Fight Club?
No, I don't think so.
That's like one of the top like 50 movies of all time.
I'll add it to the list of shit I hadn't seen. But I have seen 16 Candles like 30 times.
It's because you got girls living in your house.
Move on.
Police said Vandergriff was arrested when he refused to provide the officers with his name and date of birth. The arresting officer says he smelled a strong odor of alcohol from Vandergriff's breath. He also said Vandergriff had bloodshot eyes, was unable to walk straight, and had slurred speech.
But he was able to get a bit chubby.
He didn't have whiskey dick yet. Mm. Police said Vandergriff was transported to Kendall Regional Hospital, where upon his arrival, he continued to masturbate in the hallway in front of officers and medical staff. Well, he had to continue because he didn't finish. The guy wouldn't let him finish at
the
supermarket.
What you started.
Exactly. Vandergriff was eventually transported to Turner-Gilford Correctional Center. He faces several charges, including battery on a person 65 or older, indecent exposure, and disorderly intoxication.
Good Lord. Man's just trying to get a nut.
But he didn't get the charge that the two uglies up in Clearwater got.
So this guy's how old?
This guy's 39.
39?
Not even 40 yet.
Man, he was hammered.
That explains why he could still keep it up for two sessions.
Damn.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Well, so far we've got two stories of masturbation here. So let's go back. Let's try story number three. Our Trace for our Spanish speaking friends. Florida man fights back against an intruder who then had to be hospitalized.
Another fight this time.
This comes to us from FoxNews.com. A Florida man who was attacked by an intruder on Saturday night fought back, and now the suspect is in police custody. Already said. On Saturday around 10:20 p.m., Barry Sands was asleep. Thank you for giving me the story with Barry Sands.
Yeah. It wasn't Barry Sanders, though.
I almost screwed it up. Was asleep at home in Miami when he woke up to what sounded like a hysterical female banging on the front door of the residence asking for help.
Is this like what... the story with that Ring doorbell where they think the woman got kidnapped? Did you see that story couple weeks ago?
No.
Yeah, there was a woman that rang somebody's doorbell and she was screaming, "Somebody's coming to get me." And they caught on video, a guy like grabbed her and threw her in a car and drove off.
Huh. I didn't read that.
But I don't think this is related.
Sands opened the front door and was allegedly attacked by a man identified by police as Mark.
Spoke too soon, didn't you?
I did. Mark.
Break it down.
Well, if I break it down, it's Katznelson.
That's how I would say it.
If I did it really quick, it'd be because Nelson. We're going with Cats.
Katznelson.
Katznelson. All right. We're going to call him Mark.
Okay.
Age 35, court record said. Mark forced his way into the home as he was striking Sands with his hands, the complaint said, adding that Sands had a cut on his lip and toe as a result of the alleged attack. He's got his pinky toe. Sands punched Mark several times in the face in what seemed to be a case of self-defense, police said. He then called 911.
Why would it seem to be a case of self-defense? This guy comes into your house and he's punching at you. You hit him back. That's self-defense.
Mark suffered facial injuries and was transported to the medical facilities in Florida for treatment. He has been charged with burglary and assault or battery, police said, adding that he is being held without bond.
And you need...
So he tried to bust in the house and dude kicked his ass.
Yeah. Not only did the dude kick his ass, you need to look at the show note or the link for this one. Check out that mug.
Damn.
He got his face. This is the first time I've ever seen somebody where I would legit say his face was rearranged.
Kicked his ass. Fucking jaws all swollen out.
Jaws swollen, his eyes drooping, and his nose is on one side of his face and not the other.
Beat the fuck out of him. Bet he won't run up there. What was he trying to do?
Just trying to break in the house.
He didn't do it very quietly. That's a bad plan.
I don't think he had a plan.
I think that if you're going to do something like that, you might want to stake it out a little bit to actually see who's inside before you go and...
Yeah, and to quote Mike Tyson, everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Yeah. Food fight! All right, moving on to tonight's Florida Man
Food Fight. This week's Florida Man Food Fight comes to us from clickorlando.com. Nearly naked Florida man accused of spreading feces... during a school break-in.
Oh, seriously?
A man was naked from the waist down, and that's the worst kind of naked.
It is, yeah.
When he broke into an elementary school, spreading feces and frosting in the process.
Wait. He had, cake frosting? Or is this?
Yeah, cake frosting.
He had shit and cake. Where'd he get the cake frosting?
Well, we'll get to that in a minute, but you know how they could tell it wasn't, or how it was frosting and not shit?
How?
It tasted different. Deputies say a school resource officer at Bear Lake Elementary School noticed signs of a break-in on August 26th. Surveillance video showed a man, later identified as 25-year-old Christian Dominic Shea, jumping a fence on the property around 2:10 a.m., the report said. Deputies say they found cake frosting on drawers, desks, and chairs in a classroom. There were frosting footprints across the floor as well, records show. The open cake container was found in the classroom's trash can, along with a child's sweatshirt that was covered in frosting and feces, according to the affidavit.
Why?
Well,
why?
I guess he needed to wipe it off, and that's all he had. Handprints and footprints of fecal matter were found on the window ledge in the classroom where Shea broke in.
So he broke in and took a shit, then wiped himself with the shirt?
Either that or he shit himself outside and then broke in the window to find something to wipe himself off with, and he just got it over everything.
And then he tripped over the cake.
But then he found the cake, decided, I'm going to eat this cake, and then got the frosting everywhere. Oh, it gets better. A stapler was found placed in a toilet, and a TV remote that was covered in feces and frosting was located in the bathroom as well, according to the report.
So he was going to go in there and watch TV?
Well, he thought he was going to watch TV in the bathroom, but staple some papers.
Yes.
Unless he... Maybe he had the stapler up his ass and he shit it out.
No.
And that's how he got feces everywhere. I'm just speculating. There's no evidence of that in the report. Deputies say a laptop worth $559 was found in a trash can outside of the school, and soiled men's underwear was found hanging from a building. Shea was on the campus until about 4:30 a.m., records
show.
So
he was there for just over 2 hours.
Yep. During the investigation, deputies said employees at the school recognized Shea as being involved in previous incidents. Shea was located Friday at his home in Apopka. He told deputies that he was the man in the surveillance video, and he believes he committed the crime because he smoked a marijuana blunt that had been laced with an unknown substance, according to the report. I smoked that shit.
It looked like me, but I don't remember it, but it could have been me.
It was laced with something. That wasn't a regular weed. He was arrested on charges of burglary, property damage, petty theft, and indecent
exposure. What did he steal?
Well, the laptop. He took it out of the school and threw it in a trash can outside. Quite a night. Don't do drugs, kids.
Good God.
At least not unknown ones that you don't know what's going to happen.
So this is a very loose interpretation of food. So,
well, it's frosting.
Frosting.
Yeah.
That's where you got the food from?
Yep.
All right.
And it's time now for fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank.
Are you ready, Phil?
All right.
Florida man facing charges after hiding multiple drugs under his blank.
I know this one.
You do?
Yep.
Okay.
Armpits.
Under his armpits.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Oh, maybe that was a different story.
Must have been. Now, last week we had or 2 weeks ago we had the belly button. This is not the belly button guy.
Multiple drugs under his cap.
Incorrect. Now, I'll give you a hint.
No, I don't know. I don't want any hints. I got this.
Okay.
All right. I'm just going to take a guess here. It's under his ball sack.
That is correct.
No way.
Yep.
Under his ball sack.
Under his, well, the headline says scrotum. It's
scrotum, but we're going to replace that with ball sack.
Yep. This is from NBC-2.com, and I believe our buddy JP sent this to us. A Lehigh Acres man.
Oh, right here across town.
Yep. Is facing multiple charges after deputies found several illegal drugs hidden underneath his scrotum and during a pat down search, according to an arrest report from the Lee County Sheriff's Office.
So who drew the short straw on that one?
That had to
pat down the ball sack.
I don't believe it says here. While on patrol on Tuesday, two Lee County deputies saw a car pull into the driveway of a home located at 8259 Tolas Drive, known for drug activity, according to the report. Deputies reported speaking with the driver, 38-year-old Samuel Lewis, and asked if they could conduct a search of his vehicle, which he agreed to. Mistake number one.
Mm-hmm. Do you have
always
a warrant?
Get a warrant.
Or do you have probable cause?
Nope. Am I free to go? Anyway, inside a backpack in the car, deputies found hundreds of empty clear baggies, a silver scale, and bags of hypodermic syringes commonly used for drug activity, according to the report. After Lewis agreed to be searched, deputies reported feeling a hard object under Lewis's scrotum. Mm. Usually the hard object's above the scrotum. When it's underneath, that can indicate a problem.
Or we got a lump.
Yeah, hence the problem. Deputies asked Lewis to take out what he had in his pants, and Lewis removed a black bag containing other bags with multiple substances and purple pills inside, the report states. Mm. Lewis was arrested for having 25 grams of fentanyl, 15 grams of heroin, 104 grams of methamphetamine.
Ooh, that's a lot.
And marijuana on him, along with the pills that were found to be morphine sulfate, according to the report. I would say that's a opioid or an opiate.
Yeah.
Morphine. Yeah. Kimberly Dameron, age 27, was also in the car, who was arrested, now facing charges of possession of drug paraphernalia after deputies reported finding hypodermic syringes that tested positive for methamphetamine inside her purse.
Well, they were just ready for a party, weren't they?
Well, or coming back from one. Throw the shit out, people. Don't reuse your needles. Not only is that dangerous, but it's evidence. Throw it away. Use a clean one. Lewis is facing charges, including multiple counts of drug possession, as well as two counts of drug trafficking, according to the report.
All right. So let's, this is a little bit of, again, once again, loose interpretation. Mm-hmm. Yes, they did find it, but it was not, he had it in his pants.
It was in his taint.
It was in his, it wasn't in the taint. It was under, it was on the taint.
It was at the taint.
It was at the taint.
Well, that's under the scrotum.
Under the scrotum, but it was in his pants. It ain't like he had them duct taped under his ball sack. He had them shoved down his pants.
True. But, I mean, if it was a woman, she would have had it tucked in the hoo-ha.
Yeah, that's true. That's what he should have done. Give it to Kimberly.
Wasn't thinking. Or maybe poor
planning.
Maybe he knew more than than we know about Kimberly.
All right, moving on to story number five. Florida family's Thanksgiving dinner was interrupted by an uninvited guest.
Well, that would be okay, wouldn't it? If somebody extra showed up to Thanksgiving, there's usually enough food for everybody.
Sometimes, yes.
Usually at enough for leftovers.
Except strangers. I mean, you don't want strangers in your family when you have, you know, just some yahoo on the street. Hey, can I come in to eat? I'll make you a plate and you sit outside, maybe. All right, here we go. From CBS Miami. Florida family's Thanksgiving was interrupted. Oh, dear. When a nearly 9-foot alligator began banging on the front door.
Yeah, you want to feed him.
He was hissing and swinging his tail around, said homeowner. The hell? Shanene? Shahaha?
I think it's just Sha.
Sha?
Sha. But with two H's. That's weird.
H's and two A's.
Yeah, two H's, two A's. She doesn't even have an easy last name to say.
Shah Bahari?
That's how I would say it.
Bahari.
Bahari.
All right. Or be Harry.
Shah Bihari.
Shah Bihari. Damn. All right, I'm going to get through this. And I looked through the window, and sure enough, there's a gigantic alligator with his tail just smacking my front door. It was intense. I'm like, why my house? Do you smell turkeys that she had?
Well, that's what they use for bait when they're baiting alligators.
No,
out.
They don't use turkeys. You use chicken.
Well, poultry.
Well, yeah, but it's not turkey. They use chicken.
Raw.
Did you not watch Swamp People?
I do watch Swamp People. Right. At least I used to.
The gator didn't just startle Bahari, but her neighbors as well, who alerted her about the roaming reptile over Facebook and came by to look.
Oh, yeah. That's what you do when there's an alligator walking around
the neighborhood. Just post it on Facebook. Just don't call them. Let's put them on Facebook.
Well, maybe they don't. I don't know my neighbor's phone numbers. But
that's true.
I don't have their Facebook either, though.
There were golf carts and trucks full of people. They just wanted to see the show. But then I had to tell them to leave just in case anybody got hurt, she said.
Yeah, what are these yahoos just coming around watching the alligator walking around the neighborhood?
Her fiancé called the Florida Fish and Wildlife, who sent trappers, which showed up in minutes to remove the gator. Trapping it, however, was tough.
Do they get holiday pay?
They were just trying to get him out, but he was like rolling all the way through, she said.
They'll do that.
The gator isn't a first for the neighborhood. We got lakes out here, like three of them, so you see gators just pop up, said one of Bahari's neighbors. Many hope an encounter this close will be the last.
Yeah, seriously.
Just take caution with your animals, your children. Don't walk outside in the dark at night because that's when they're out, she said.
Well, they're outside in the day, too.
Now, where was this
you
at?
You can see them then. This was in Fort Myers, I believe.
Huh. Yep. It was here. Yeah, Fort Myers. Yeah. Interesting.
Did you ever have any wildlife come up to the house in this neighborhood?
Here? No. What, do drunk humans count?
No.
No, and the answer is no.
I'm talking about like wild animals.
So was I.
We had in our neighborhood that we used to live in, we had a black bear that was basically walking from one house to the next. It was garbage day. So you could see where the black bear was because up one side of the street, all the garbage cans were knocked over and gone through. And then down the other side of the street, they were all still standing. And Well, when you got to the next house that didn't have its can knocked over, guess what was in that driveway? Just walking from house to house.
So is this next one, I'm reading the headlines correct, is this a positivity story?
Yes. I figured we end on a positive note again this week. Story number 6, Florida man has saved 864 lives after donating 100 gallons of blood over 43 years.
100 gallons?
That's almost my whole life. Yeah, 100 gallons.
Wow.
From tcpalm.com, James Michelini is on a first-name basis with everyone at the One Blood Donation Center in Stewart. They've turned into family at this point. Michelini goes to the Southeast Ocean Boulevard Center every other Wednesday morning around 8 o'clock and sits for 2 hours as he donates blood platelets.
Takes that long?
For platelets, yeah. But every week he's going.
No, every other week.
Every other week. But yeah, twice a month?
Yeah.
Jesus. No wonder he got to 100 gallons. I mean, that's like averaging out to like 50 hours
a
year.
How many pints are in a gallon?
8.
There's 4 quarts in a gallon. How many pints are in a quart?
2.
4 of them 2 is 8.
Is it 8 or is it 6? Yeah.
No.
It's either 8 or 16.
There are 8.
See, I was right.
8 pints in a gallon.
Made me doubt myself, Phil.
All right. Well, wait now. Something's not adding up.
Okay.
So let me get my handy dandy calculator out here. We got 8 pints in a gallon times 100 gallons. That's 800 visits.
Okay.
Divided by every other week's 26 weeks. That's only 30.7 years.
Well, he obviously wasn't doing it religiously every week. He apparently took some weeks off. But 43 years, that's pretty consistent. Michelini started donating whole blood in 1976 while living in Connecticut with hopes of reaching his initial goal of 10 gallons. After that, it became habitual, he said. Whole blood donations can be done only once every 8 weeks, so he switched to donating platelets in 1992 after having donated about 12 gallons of whole blood. Platelets are blood cells that form clots and stop bleeding, and donations can be made once a week, up to 24 times each year. Michelini had already donated 35 gallons of blood when he moved to Port St. Lucie in 2006, and he had no intention of stopping, even though hitting the 100-gallon mark seemed impossible. One pint of whole blood can save up to 3 lives, while a platelet donation typically goes to one patient since it can't be stored for more than 5 days and is type-specific. At 100 gallons donated, Michelini has saved at least 864 lives. Quote, that's hundreds of people who've been affected, Michelini said. It feels really good, like you're a little bit of a lifesaver. I'm going to continue as long as I'm healthy, unquote.
So he's not scared of needles?
No.
Yeah. I faint when I...
Do you?
Yeah. I have to lay down.
They bring the bus over to our office every once in a while, and the last couple times I've just had a cold, so I haven't bothered, but I usually do it.
Well, it's nice to end.
They give you a cookie.
Nice to end on a positivity note for our post-Thanksgiving show. That's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
And if you'd like the show, please go on and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That really does help. And rate us 5 stars, and you can do that on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
If you got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover, just send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. Oh, and we got an email this week from from Kim, another one. She was the one who has moved back and forth from our local area here to Jacksonville over the course of her life. And she said, hey, guys, OK, so just for the hell of it, I decided to start today and work backwards. I think because she said she was working from our first episode forward, and she just she caught the episode that we mentioned her in. And she said, man, I like to talk too much, but it sure did make my day. It's the little things that excite me. If you guys are serious, then I'm fucking down. Let me know in a couple weeks and what you really would like with the Tito's. It'll be fun. Kiss Phil's ass, Tracy. P.S. I've turned the girls at work on to you. And that's from Kim. Thanks,
sweet.
Kim. Yeah, well,
so she wants to come hang out while
she
we record?
She wants to come hang out with us when we record. And I think you said Steve wants to do that too. So maybe we'll set up a little listening party coming up in the next few weeks here.
Sweet. If you would like to support the show financially, you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen, or you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra, David, and Wallace. At the Tampa tier, Roxanne, Stephanie, Colin, Kurt, One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Kat, and Michael. At the Tallahassee tier, Matthew from Washington State, Koneth, Erica, Heather and Josh, woo-hoo. Paradise After Dark Podcast, Nicole, McKenna, Matt, Taya, and JP. At the Daytona tier, Katie and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, the Space Coasties, Steven, Danielle, and Lata. And at the Miami tier, Travis.
Does Travis know that you brought war gloves? I need to call Travis. He's going to be so embarrassed.
He'll find out eventually, I'm sure, when he listens to this. And we do have a new patron today, as of this afternoon, at the Jacksonville level, Joaquin.
Joaquin.
Joaquin. Thanks, Joaquin.
Welcome.
Yeah. He's semi-local here, too. He's down in Collier County.
Cool. This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed on the city streets in downtown Clearwater.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man, and Tracy can kiss my ass.
Florida Man. Florida man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. A Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2019 by Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved.